From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Just before Christmas, Marine Major Megan McClung was buried at Arlington National Cemetery. She was 34 years old, and she was serving as a public affairs officer in Iraq's al-Anbar province. She was killed by a roadside bomb while riding in a Humvee. Major McClung is the highest-ranking woman killed in action in the Iraq War. From member station KUOW in Seattle, Phyllis Fletcher has this remembrance.
Megan McClung's parents live in a Northwest Lodge-style home protected by giant trees. Inside, the warmth of proud parents in sweaters, holding each other and talking proudly of their little girl, a redhead from the day she was born.
We always said she had copper hair. She was like a bright, shiny copper penny. She was just incredibly beautiful even when she was a baby.
That's true.
It is true. Her parents, Mike and Ree, have pictures to prove it. Baby Megan as she toddles along the beach or strikes a pose on one of her favorite toys.
That's the photograph of Megan with her little riding horse and her attitude.
Meg always had attitude. When she was 2 years old, I remember laying out clothes on the bed for her to wear, and it was a dress, and she said no. And she went over to her closet, and she got out her pants and her shirt, and that's what she was going to wear.
An independent streak that continued beyond the terrible twos. McClung was a gymnast, a runner, the first girl in her Southern California high school to lift weights. As a teenager, she took the physical for the Air Force Academy. Her dad waited with the other dads outside. A couple of big jocks came out looking bummed.
One of the fathers said, "Johnny, what's the matter?" And the young man says, "Oh, gee, Dad, there's this little redhead in there who beat us at everything. The only thing I could beat her at was the jump and reach because I'm taller than she is."
Then McClung came out with that attitude. Her proud Marine pop asked, "How'd you do?"
He said, "Well, I set a record for push-ups. I set a record for sit-ups. I couldn't beat them on the jump, but I was close."
McClung decided to go with the Naval Academy. She joined the diving team, graduated in 1995 as a commissioned officer with the Marines, and started a career in public affairs. She kept running and became a six-time Ironman triathlete. McClung stayed in the Marines until 2004. She first went to Iraq as a private contractor later that year.
And she spent that year in Baghdad. But the whole time she was in Baghdad, she kept saying, "I should have been there as a Marine."
McClung returned to the U.S. when her contract was up. Then she got the chance to go back to public affairs in Iraq as a Marine. She jumped at it.
I guess the issue is service to country. All of us who have volunteered over the years to serve our country want to serve with family, and the Marine Corps is family to us.
McClung loved her job, and she got something not every public affairs officer enjoys, respect from reporters. She did such a good job that when the Pentagon announced she'd been killed, reporters wrote some of her most moving tributes. McClung's mom turns to her husband. They hold each other. They look into each other's eyes and wipe each other's tears.
When the Lord gives you these blessed little creatures, you don't know how long you get to keep them. You don't know how long they're yours. And we had her for 34 years, and we were immensely proud of her. And she was a fine, fine lady.
That she was, a very fine lady, and a very wonderful Marine.
Megan Malia Leilani McClung leaves behind her parents, Mike and Ree, and her brother, Michael Jr. She earned a Bronze Star and a Purple Heart in her service. For NPR News, I'm Phyllis Fletcher.